I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
An Erio's original.
Hey, Maria.
Yeah, Amanda?
Let's go on a vacation.
I'm still a little nervous about traveling.
But what if I told you that we could take our dream vacation without ever leaving the house?
Like a playcation?
Exactly.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to
Playcation.
I'm Maria.
And I'm Amanda. Each week, we plan rival fantasy vacations to the same destination, and you decide whose trip you'd rather take. It's so sad.
It just might be fun.
It's Galapagos Day.
It's Galapagos Day. Put your turtle shells on. Put your turtle shells on. Let's get into the ocean.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see some turters.
Wow. Amanda, so neither of us knew going into this anything about the Galapagos other than there was a lot of animals there.
That's all I knew. And that, to be honest, is still a big portion of what I've learned about the Galapagos.
Me too. It's a big part of their identity. And that's great. It's a wonderful thing. I did learn quite a bit. I learned that it's part of Ecuador. I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Same. I did not know that either.
I learned that it's so close to the equator that the sun's going to get you.
I'm worried about that. So I think, you know, for my trip, I'm definitely going to have to don a sun hat and like a full body swim outfit.
Yeah. And those are hot right now. Just so you know, like those are hip.
I mean, I've started wearing a tankini.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And all that really covers, though, is your stomach, though. Right? Or no, it
doesn't.
Yeah. Right? So you're just covering three more inches.
The tankini kind of covers my full stomach, but you know what's funny about it? I just wore it in the hot tub the other day, and I had forgot about this from when you were a kid and I used to wear a tankini, that when you're in the hot tub, the bubbles go up your shirt.
How fun is that, though?
It's so fun, and then it balloons out the stomach of the tankini.
That's hours of fun. That's hours of fun, just doing tankini humor.
I know, but I think as we get older, we need to get more serious about sun protection. And it's so hard for me because I'm just such a beach baby and I love exposing my body to the rays. And so, yeah. But I know I need to get real.
Get real or go home. And well, that's why I'm telling you, Amanda, I'm not lying here. Sun protection is like the new thing. And there no one bats an eye now when people wear like full like wetsuit type things to the beach or like full hats or like caked on sunscreen. It's actually like a cool thing to do.
I need to definitely get some of that zinc. My sister has some that I just put on my nose and like under my eyes. The only thing is I can't figure out when you're splashing around in the waves at the beach, you can't really wear a hat.
You can get one with a little drawstring.
But then I'm dunking. I'm swimming.
The kids around you are going to think you're a shark because there's going to be this little hat floating on top of the water. Your head's going to be fully submerged except for that hat.
I mean, if anyone can send me a link to a hat that I can dunk with.
What about like a swim cap?
But that doesn't give you any sun protection.
What about a full ski mask type situation?
Oh, that's interesting. A full face goggle?
Yeah.
Okay, that... Oh, I guess just that's like a scuba mask.
Yeah, I'm sure... Yeah. It's okay, out there. I'm sure...
I'll look into it.
Yeah, please do. Because the people want to know.
Well, anyway, should we just head on out to the Galapagos?
Let's go. Whoa!
Air travel to the Galapagos from Los Angeles, California requires a layover in one of the main cities in Ecuador, and flight times are approximately 7.5 hours.
The Galapagos Islands, part of the Republic of Ecuador, are an archipelago of volcanic islands distributed on either side of the equator in the Pacific Ocean surrounding the center of the Western Hemisphere. Located 563 miles west of continental Ecuador, the islands are known for their large number of endemic species that were studied by Charles Darwin during the second voyage of HMS Beagle. His observations and collections contributed to the inception of Darwin's theory of evolution by means of natural selection.
CNNTraveler.com says the Galapagos is one of the greatest national parks on Earth, the place where visitors get a front row view of nature like nowhere else in the world, from giant tortoises the size of small cars to great piles of sunbathing iguanas, dancing blue-footed boobies, nosy sea lions, and wolf-whistling frigate birds. When it comes to wildlife, the Galapagos Archipelago delivers a tameless spectacle, with more than 4,000 species and 40% of them found nowhere else on Earth, it's impossible not to have your socks well and truly knocked off.
LonelyPlanet.com writes, the Galapagos Islands may just inspire you to think differently about the world. The creatures that call the islands home, many found nowhere else in the world, act as if humans are nothing more than slightly annoying paparazzi. This is not the Bahamas, and these aren't typical tropical paradises. In fact, most of the islands are devoid of vegetation, and some look more like the moon than Hawaii. However, more humans live here than is commonly assumed, and there's a surprising level of development on the in the island's towns, mostly geared toward the thriving tourism industry. This isolated group of volcanic islands and its fragile ecosystem has taken an almost mythological status as a showcase of biodiversity. Yet you don't have to be an evolutionary biologist.
Then you're certainly not.
Or an ornithologist to appreciate one of the few places left on the planet where the human footprint is kept to a minimum. All right. Well, the Galapagos sound like a dream.
And they are. So let's Playcation. Now, just a reminder, let's remind people how we're traveling.
I am traveling as a travel influencer. I am going to be traveling with an economy budget. That means $50 to $250 per night. And what is my other thing? And I have a gift card.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, so I'm on a Clooney budget. I'm an eco... I keep calling it an eco freak, but what is it?
An eco hound.
An eco hound. I'm an eco freak, and I meet a stranger with a secret.
All right, well, I'll go first because you went first last week, and those are the rules of the Playcation. If we had a Playcation board game, those would be the rules too. That it would be each time you play the other, because you would only be able to play with one other person for the rest of your life.
Mm.
If you play, it's like Jumanji. Like once you play, you don't stop playing.
Ooh,
you know,
a Jumanji Playcation movie. You get sucked into your Playcation.
That would be really good. That would be a good thing to discuss of which Playcation you'd most, that we've created, would you most want to be sucked into? I already know where you're going.
Hokkaido.
Yeah.
But honestly, the Galapagos, I'm just like, I got to get in that water, baby. It looks so nice.
All right. Well, let's dive in.
I'm very excited to see how you did on an economy budget.
So here's the thing with the Galapagos. Food is more expensive. And I know you didn't have to think about this. You didn't have to look at the dollar signs because you were on a Clooney budget. But, you know, every travel blog and travel vlog I watched and read, they were going, look, this ain't cheap, girlfriend. And it really isn't one of the cheapest places we've gone to. So it wasn't extremely difficult to find places, but it wasn't as easy as even Berlin. I'll tell you that much.
I believe it. I really do, you know, because it's so protected and, you know, they're limited on how many people come in and out. And so, yeah.
But that being said, it's like the prices are kind of, they can charge whatever.
Now, I will say, though, now I'm not doing any, we'll get into it. But they do tours in, they have tiers the way we do tiers in our Wheel of Adventure. They like the kind of boat you get and everything. There's like economy, there's budget, there's luxury. Like they have.
Yes, that. I noticed that.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So we're on to something with our little thing. Okay, so in my placation to the Galapagos, again, I got an economy budget. I am a travel influencer and I get a gift card. My name isn't Maria. My name is Michelle.com.
Okay.
Now, Michelle.com is a very popular travel vlogger, and I have a YouTube page that probably gets about 3 million subscribers. And why people love Michelle.com is that she shows people that you can be sexy and not blow your budget on travel.
I would never have even thought those were mutually exclusive.
Yes. So you know how a lot of like people, like vloggers today, they're like, you know, they look like they're made of money and they just go around showing you what the good life could be.
Yes. It's like champagne on yachts.
Exactly. That's not Michelle.com. Michelle.com goes, I look like champagne, but I'm paying for boxed wine.
Okay.
And then she may even sell t-shirts with that on it, you know, if I know Michelle.com. Now, the other reason why people love Michelle.com is that she's also about meeting new people and experiencing the world through travel companions that she may come in contact with. So, you know, it's like there's some of the travel vloggers that I've been watching, like they go with a friend or they go like, oh, it's like when you watch like Anthony Bourdain and he's like, and now we're meeting my chef friend. She doesn't have these planned out. She goes and she meets people there and then relies on them to kind of show her. Around.
I love it. Off the beaten path. Is it michelle.com.com?
Yeah, her last name is .com. DOTTCOM. Here's the thing with the Galapagos. I think there's like three inhabited islands, if I'm not mistaken. And then there's a bunch of other little islands. But the three main islands are Santa Cruz, San Cristobal, and Santa Isabella? Am I wrong? I'm not sure,
but that sounds right.
Well, okay.
I'll Google it. The four inhabited islands are Isabella, Floriana, San Cristobal, and Santa Cruz.
Great. I was almost there. There's a couple different ways you can do the Galapagos. You can do them in that you're island hopping. You can do it where you kind of pick one island as your destination and do day tours. I did find that I think Michelle.com would be able to do best with would be picking one island and then doing a day tour off the island. And so that is what I'm going to be doing.
And I'm excited you're doing this by land because I went the other route. So we're going to have a nice sampling in this episode.
Yeah. So my trip is going to take place on Santa Cruz Island. Santa Cruz is the second largest island after Isabella. Its capital is Puerto Ayora, the most populated urban center in the islands. And on Santa Cruz, there are small villages whose inhabitants work in agriculture and cattle raising. So Santa Cruz is kind of like a good in-between of like everything I want. It's got a lot of like beautiful beaches, but it's got a really like a good hub and like a lot of good restaurants, a lot of good bars. And so this is where I'm going to be spending my time. I will be staying at the Royal Palm Hotel Galapagos.
Okay.
The Royal Palm Hotel Galapagos is this is about $230 a night.
Beautiful.
And basically you get your own little villa. There are these little villas with wooden floor, canopy beds, fireplaces.
I mean, this looks beautiful. The rooms have these huge wall-to-wall windows. Everything's sort of wood. There's these big wildlife prints up on the wall. I mean, it's very, it almost reminds me of like somewhere you might stay in like Puerto Rico or something, or Costa Rica.
So they come in like these little white villas that are all spread out over the property. They've got a pool. And if you can see, it's in this beautiful vegetation, and so you kind of get your own private experience.
Yeah, these are cool. And that's for this price. I mean, that's not
I think that's it's down bad. A lot. I think normally it's like 700 maybe, but within the last year, I think it's gone down. But yeah, it's just really beautiful. It's like set there. There are these little villas set on little kind of hilltops, and you get a gorgeous view of this green vegetation, and then the ocean's kind of, it's not on the water. You can see the ocean though from the villas. But yeah, it's a beautiful little place. So I'm going to be staying there. I'm going to get a lot of good pics. And so on my first day, now I understand that a lot of people listening are going to go, I want to go on a group tour. Well, guess what? It's an economy budget. And sometimes you just got to go on a group tour and you're going to like it.
And by the way, with the Galapagos, there's a lot of areas that are not accessible on your own. So you really, unless you're just doing a private tour, you need a nature guide to get you access to some of these places.
That's right. Yeah, it is. They are so stringent about keeping people, the masses, to a minimum, and then to also like people being able to get close to wildlife, to that you do need these nature guides. It's not like a free for all. Sorry, this ain't Hawaii. This is the Galapagos.
No, and you can, and it pays off when you go and you see how beautiful everything is there. It's not like stomped all over and dead like all the Hawaiian reefs.
Exactly. So I'm going to be taking a day tour to Isabella Island, and this is with the Tintoreras tour from Santa Cruz. This is a eight hour tour, and they take you to a bunch of different places. It's $216 per adult, which I think is like for 8 hours. If I were to do like three other things that were paid, I believe that would add up. So I'm thinking it kind of is in my budget.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because this is really like the biggest thing I'm kind of doing on my tour on my trip that would cost this kind of money.
Okay. I mean, you have your gift card.
I'm using that for something later.
Okay.
So I was watching this other vlog where this guy was like, if you go to one place in the Galapagos, go to Isabella Island because it's got the most beautiful wildlife. Like you can see so much there. And he said, I went snorkeling off the coast of Isabella and I saw more fish and turtles and rays than I'd ever seen in my entire life. And he's like a scuba diver.
Wow.
We start this experience in Puerto Ayora, which is where I'm staying. Then we take a speedboat to go to Isabella Island to see native animals such as land turtles, flamingos, zarapitos, along with much fauna and flora. We visit Concha Perla Beach, where visitors can swim and snorkel with tropical fish, penguins, and turtles.
Okay, now let's see what's included. And so I'm just like curious about the lunch situation.
Let's see. I didn't even look at the lunch situation. Let's
I just
see.
Am curious about the lunch options because I got knocked so hard on my tour when I went was that the Kimberly? Or no, yeah. Oh, no, yeah. That was.
No, you were. No, it was.
No, it was it was Bermuda in the very first episode. And then right. the only thing I could eat on that tour was like a hard veggie burger. Over rice.
It really doesn't give you. And on this tour, you get to see penguins, the Galapagos penguins. You get to see the sea lions. You get to see the iguanas. You get to go snorkeling.
I mean, this is truly insane. The Galapagos is incredible. There's like a sea lion lazing next to like this big fat lizard. And this wildlife is just like chilling in this ecosystem.
I know. The way the sea lions act is like how the chickens are in Hawaii or the roosters. They sit, they're like all around you. I was watching this one video where people trying to get across this bridge and they were just stepping over sea lions like it was nothing.
It's a dream come true.
I know. It really is. So I can't find anything about this lunch. And maybe this is a call we might have to make. But.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry. I'm going to say that it's probably a sandwich and sorry I don't have more information, but I'm just going to go with like, I bet you have your choice of a turkey or ham or veggie sandwich.
Okay, fair.
Okay, so that tour is wonderful. And I think this is a great way to not only see the Galapagos by sea, but it's to get off of Santa Cruz Island because I am going to be spending the rest of my journey here. And it's a way to meet people. And that's Michelle.com's big thing is meeting people. But she doesn't really meet anyone on the tour that's like, because they're all tourists as well. So that night she goes out for drinks and sushi. And she goes to a place that people can't shut up about. And it's called the Bongo Bar.
This sounds so fun.
Okay, so this is the Bongo Bar, and it looks like they have some sort of blue milk drink.
Oh, yes. Sure. So she orders just a big glass of whole milk.
Yeah. So I believe it's a rooftop bar in the middle of Puerto Ayora, and people say, Lonely Planet said it was the best sushi on the island. But it just looks like this fun time where people go. I think a lot of locals go. Let me see if I have another. Nightlife there is in Puerto Ayora centers mainly on this bar, a trendy second floor spot replete with flat screen TVs, music, and a lubricated mix of hip locals, guides, and tourists. Surprisingly, you'll also find some of the best sushi on the island here. Rolls $10 to $14.
Okay, that's in budget.
Yeah, it looks like a fun island spot.
Go get a beer, a tropical drink, and it's like beach bar vibes.
So at the Bongo Bar, I meet a local named Lena. Okay, and Lena tells me the best way to see the actual island is to like go by bike or hike some of the some of the cool locations. And I'm like, oh, well, will you take me? And she's like, yeah, I'd love to. So she's like, okay, meet me tomorrow and I'll take you around. So we do. So the next day, I decide to start the day by going to an Ecuadorian coffee shop. And Ecuador makes really, what is it? What's so
funny?
Well,
I was just thinking before we started this episode, how is Maria going to find like a quaint coffee shop and pastry on the Galapagos? Like, of course you're going to use like your precious real estate. We have like two activities, two dining experiences each, and one of them is a coffee shop.
So I go to the 1835 Coffee Lab. Now, the 1835 Coffee Lab is a specialty coffee shop where you can find the best coffee from Galapagos Island and other regions of Ecuador. And it's named 1835 because in the year of 1835, during a hot day, the young Charles Darwin arrived at a beautiful and heavenly place surrounded by sea and full of incredible wildlife never seen before. In that paradise called Galapagos, a delicious cup of coffee was his inspiration to develop the species evolution theories.
Wow.
So this coffee shop is really cute.
Okay, cute. It almost looks like a little like seafood bar. It's like all wood paneled and... Ooh, espresso martini carrot cake. Yum. This carrot cake looks incredible.
Yeah, it's an Oreo passion cheesecake. I don't know if I get that. That seems a little much. But it looks like they take their coffee seriously. And you know what? There's no better way to get a sense of, you know, Ecuador culture than going to an Ecuador coffee shop where they're going to teach you about all the beans.
It looks great to me. It got a cup of coffee. Sounds good. And I'll be honest, that carrot cake.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh.
So after that, I'm really feeling the Charles Darwin thing. And so I tell Lena I'm going to meet her a little later because first I want to go to the Charles Darwin Research Station. And the Charles Darwin Research Station is headed by a team of more than 200 scientists, educators, research volunteers, and support staff. This worldwide foundation is dedicated to preserving Galapagos ecosystems. And here you can get up close and personal with Galapagos turtles. So it's this really cool place where you can come face to face with these ginormous turtles. Amanda, look,
they're so incredible. They're so old and so big.
They're so big, they're so old, and it's a whole research preserve, so you know they're doing a good job over here. And then I call Lena and I go, okay, I got my fix with that. Let's see what you've got on the docket. And she says, all right, we're going to go kayaking and exploring at Tortuga Bay. And Tortuga Bay is a bay on Santa Cruz Island, and it's really famous. You can't really swim at the bay because the waters are so rough, but there's some coves there. It's this beautiful, beautiful bay. It looks like a screensaver, basically.
Okay, and so is this where you're doing your sexy photo shoot? Because I haven't seen you snapping any pics yet.
Well, you haven't seen it, but she's been doing... Michelle.com's always got her phone out, and she was going a little too wild at the bongo bar.
She couldn't post any of those. She had a nipple out the whole time.
Exactly. But these Lena will be there to take photos of her, and it will be a lot of her kind of walking solo on the beach looking toward the ocean, you know.
Yeah.
And she will be sure to say that this is free, you know what I mean, minus the kayak that she'll be renting for like $25. What else is interesting about Ecuador, it's U.S. currency, the U.S. dollar.
Easy.
So me and Lena are going to take a kayak out, and they say that honestly, you'll be kayaking, you'll look down, you'll see sharks, you'll see crabs, you'll see colorful fish, you'll see sea lions. It's literally, and these animals aren't afraid of people because they've been treated so well for so long, which is the craziest part.
That's so crazy. I mean, it's incredible. It really is. These big iguanas are amazing.
There's an iguana forest there. On your walk back, you can stop by an iguana forest. And then iguanas are just lazing around. And you can, I guess, see, Amanda, here's some people taking pictures. This is kind of what Michelle.com would be doing. It's kind of laying down next to an iguana.
It seems to be like this woman sort of laying down next to a pile of lifeless iguana bodies.
Yeah.
And she's doing this sort of, is that the Burt Reynolds pose where she's got one leg like crossed over, the sort of suggestive.
Then Alina is like, if you liked that, then I want to take you to this little swimming hole called Las Gretas. Las Gretas is this place that you have to walk to. It's off the beaten path, but people say it's their favorite place to swim in the Galapagos. So if you look, it's between like these two rock formations. There's this little, like a little lagoon.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Oh, interesting. Yeah, so these high sort of rock cliffs with beautiful, pristine blue water flowing through them.
Says the water is so clear, it's an amazing sight to put on a mask and see the jagged cliff walls going down, down, down. You can see all the way to the white sand bottom. There's some large fish hanging around the cliff sides, but the water was so clear and deep that you really can't tell how big or far down they are.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's a beautiful just swimming hole. And then that night, Lena goes, I want to take you to a nice dinner. And before anyone's saying anything, this isn't romantic. Lena and Michelle.com aren't going to get together. That's not what this is. Lena's just going to be a good friend. She's like a good friend and she just wants to show the ropes. Okay. So that night, Lena says, it's my treat. So this is where the gift card is going to come in. And we're going to go to Almar Seafood. This is a very expensive restaurant, especially for an economy budget. So I was very lucky to have gotten a gift card. This is right on the on the ocean, next to like crystal blue waters and this little wood deck. You eat right there, and it's supposed to be some of the best seafood in the Galapagos.
Beautiful. Oh man, and I see that they also have big iguanas roaming the property.
And this thing, this dessert, chocolate, 65% cacao, banana, and milk almond.
Ooh, it's look like some dessert. Sort of, what would you call that? I can't tell if it's like an ice cream. It's maybe like a pudding.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But it's just this really classy place that's supposed to have really fresh, great seafood at a beautiful location. And I think it's like $4 signs. So you know
that brownie looked good.
I know.
Yeah, this is gorgeous. I mean, this is very romantic. So are you sure that nothing happens?
No, Lena's married. Lena's married.
Okay.
To a beautiful woman. To a beautiful woman who happens to be named Michelle as well.
Threesome?
Well, I can neither confirm nor deny, but that's not what this is about. Sometimes, it's not about the romance. Sometimes it's about the location. Michelle.com takes her job very seriously.
And I'm assuming she's Instagramming all this food, right? Look at, you all know, it was the ceviche. They're supposed to be famous for their ceviche. So this, I'm seeing the ceviche here. It looks incredible.
So anyway, that all in all is Michelle.com's trip to the Galapagos. It was very centered on one island, but I like to think she got out there and went to Isabella Island and was able to get a taste of the good life with her last meal, but was able to be around the locals as well.
I'm glad you explored some of the nightlife in the city because I don't touch it in my placation.
Got it.
Well, let's see how you feel after you hear my placation. After this quick break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
All right, let's, Amanda, I'm awaiting on bated breath to see what you're going to do with your Clooney budget vacation to the Galapagos.
Thank you. So, okay, so yes, reminder, I'm on a Clooney budget, I'm an eco freak, and I have to meet a stranger with a secret. Now, I know I say this every episode, but I'll just say it again that the Galapagos has now jumped to number one on my travel bucket list.
No way. Are you serious? That's wild because of all the animals.
Because this is what I say too. You know, everyone has different travel personalities. Some people love to be a foodie when they travel or do thrill seeking. Like my priorities when I travel, of course, depends on where I'm going. I love to see the animals.
Loved Cat Island or Monkey Island in
Japan. The animal cafes. I loved, not this last time, but the time before when I went to Hawaii, we went to the cat sanctuary on Lanai. I love seeing the sea turtles. And I think it was just coming hot off the tails. Like, we're in the dead of summer right now in California. I just got back from Hawaii where I did some like low level snorkeling. I saw two sea turtles. They were pretty cool, actually. One actually, they come really close up to the shore and they swim sort of in the crest of the waves. Did I tell you this?
Not your experience. No.
Oh, okay. And so one sea turtle got like came soaring toward me in a wave, and I panicked and I fell and I got a little scratch.
Well, how did you fall? What were you standing on? So, or were you swimming?
I was in the water and I just kind of ran back thinking the turtle was cresting right toward my face, and I just took a real tumble.
Because if you touch one of those babies, you get fined. So you didn't want your fingers, you know, having to pay that fine.
Exactly. Wow. So as you mentioned, there's two different ways to see the Galapagos. One's from land, but really the way a lot of people do it, and it's, you don't need a Clooney budget to do this, is to see it by boat.
And that's right. You can do like 8-day tour. You could do like a full cruise tour type thing around the islands. And all inclusive.
It's not crazy expensive. Like, I'm going all out, but it's not insane. So I basically am like not really going to set foot on land.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. So here's my little backstory. So growing up in Nebraska, the most landlocked state in the U.S., I always felt something was missing from my life. And that was the sea and also father, because I grew up raised by a single mother. So as a kid, I found an old copy of The Fishes of the Galapagos in the attic, and I became obsessed. I even got scuba certified for my 15th birthday at a pool at the Holiday Inn. So now, 20 years later, I'm in my mid-30s. I receive a mysterious letter in the mail, and it's all wet. I open it, and two round-trip tickets to Ecuador fall out, as well as two tickets for a cruise on the Eco Ventura, and then just a bunch of cash. So I go, I'm not asking any questions. I'm off on an adventure of a lifetime.
And what's your name in this?
Let me see. I think my name is probably Jackie. Sandstone.
Okay.
So Jackie Sandstone is going on an eco cruise called the Eco Ventura. Now, Maria, you're going to go nuts over this cruise.
I believe it.
Now, a little bit about this, because at first I was thinking, okay, a cruise, I think cruises are maybe one of the least forms of eco transportation. Like, they're actually really bad for the environment. But a lot of these cruise companies in the Galapagos are really eco-conscious, and that includes the Eco Ventura. Okay, so just a little bit about the Eco Ventura from their website. Be transformed on an unforgettable expedition with Eco Ventura, where our sophisticated yachts, the Origin and the Theory, help you access one of the world's most elusive destinations. Trust us to deliver a life-enriching adventure that will redefine your expectations in luxury expedition travel.
And a little bit about their how they offset their eco footprint. So in 2000, we became the first recipient of the Smart Voyager Ecological Certification. This voluntary program sets strict conservation standards, and we have continued to comply and exceed the parameters by installing a system to produce our own fresh water on board and implementing a waste management and recycling program. We also have become involved with or spearheaded a number of important sustainability funds and supported a number of ecological and social programs. And now these are these beautiful yachts, but their max capacity is 20 passengers.
Wow.
So it's not like a cruise.
Okay, this is a Relay Chateau, which is my favorite company. I mean, my favorite company.
The hotel that we stayed at in Hawaii was a Relay Chateau.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the, they do these beautiful, like the most beautiful inns and hotels in the world.
Here's some pictures of the accommodation. You can see it's just really elegant, and mm-hmm. there's these like beautiful bar area. The staterooms are lovely. And I just want to call out some of these prices. So like you were saying, it's tiered as far as if you're going to travel first class or luxury. So here are the luxury prices for an 8-day, 7-night trip. For a double room, it's $89.50 a person. So for 1 week, luxury, $8,950. Now that's obviously really expensive, but it's not like super duper insane.
No. That's basically like $1,000 a night. And does that include meals?
That includes food, beer, wine, and all of your activities.
I mean, it's up there if you're going, if you're usually planning on doing like $400 a night somewhere, then, you know, you're adding on, you know, it's not crazy for that kind of tourism. It's not crazy.
And if you go to ecoventura.com and you look at these boats, you're going to be like, oh my gosh. And it gets even cheaper if you do the first class excursion instead of the luxury. And then the charter rate to rent the whole boat, which is of course Clooney status, I show up and the whole boat has been chartered, it's $180,000 for the 8 days, and that's up to 20 guests.
And are you bringing anyone with you?
It's just me, okay? Because I just got these tickets, and I'm just, you know, I already forgot my own name, Jackie Sandstone. So I don't have any friends.
Right? Yeah, got your head in the cloud. You've been reading about Ecuadorian fish since you were, you know, a baby.
I know, I'm an eco freak, but there is one other passenger on the boat. I show up, and it's just me and this guy, Jack. And here's a picture of Jack, okay? He's a handsome, older man. I don't know, maybe he's in his... it's hard to tell because he's obviously like been on the Galapagos a long time. But he kind of a grizzled marine biologist. And
he's got like a Bruce Willis vibe to him.
He does. He does. Yeah. So me and Jack have this whole tour to ourselves.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah, you could see the rooms are so nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's very sleek. It's very, yeah, it's a beautiful boat.
Yeah, it's me and this guy, Jack, and I'm kind of like, okay, this is crazy. Like, all my dreams are coming true, but I'm not going to ask questions because I just am in over my head a little bit. Now, the first activity that I'm doing, and this is straight from this website, on this 8-day tour on this website, all of the activities sound just absolutely incredible. They're all sort of based around ecotourism. You're seeing all the different animals, but one in particular I wanted to call out. And because I'm going at a certain time of year, and this is something that if I'm going as Amanda Lund, I got to go see also, I got to see the waved albatross. It's a special bird. They do a mating dance. And it's iconic. And so let me just read you a little bit about this.
Okay.
So this is the day tour activity that comes included in this cruise. On the morning you'll land at Punta Suarez on Espanol Island, your guides will point out the large number of endemic species living here, such as the waved albatross. These gorgeous birds spend their first several years of their lives in the open ocean and return to land to mate. If you visit between April and December, you will witness the well-known courtship dance. As you walk, take care not to step on the marine iguanas sunbathing on the dark rocks. These iguanas are usually black but acquire bright red and green coloration during mating season from the algae they eat. Follow the trail to the dramatic ocean blowhole. Watch for colorful Sally Lightfoot crabs crawling along the shoreline. We also find Darwin's finches, hood mockingbird, Galapagos doves, red-billed tropic birds, Galapagos hawks, and swallow-tailed gulls, the only nocturnal gull in the world. And then, of course, return to the yacht for lunch served on the deck and a cooking demonstration on how to make Ecuadorian ceviche.
Ooh, that's fun. What a full day.
I know. And so I don't know if you wanted to maybe check out this dance.
Yeah, I'd love to.
It's okay. We don't have to watch it, but it's actually like their little mouths. They do this weird head dance where their little mouths kind of yip at each other. And then they do this sort of dance in sync. But it's really, really cute. And it's something that I would love to see.
I was reading I was watching this video, this vlog about how on one of the islands, maybe it's this island that you're at right now, there's three different kinds of the boobies, the blue-footed, there's two other kinds, and they were all able to evolve at this together, and like they're the same species but like different versions, because one lives on the cliffs, one lives in the trees, and one lives on land.
Incredible, incredible. You got to see the boobies when you're there. Look at these things. They're so cool. Look at their feet are the most beautiful color blue I've ever seen.
When I was researching for this, I was like, the blue-footed booby feet are the most beautiful color I've ever seen in my life.
It's Tiffany blue. It's
beautiful. I know.
Okay, so anyway, the other thing I got to do, and if I, Amanda, go to the Galapagos, I'm definitely, it's on my bucket list, I gotta get scuba certified.
Yeah.
We
should get scuba certified just for our own safety if we ever end up needing to scuba dive.
To live underwater.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be just the best? I mean, can you imagine?
I want to do it. I really do. But the key is you got to do it before you go on vacation, because you don't want to take like 3 days to have to do it.
Right. No. That's what you got to do. You got to get certified.
Okay. So if you're going to go scuba in the Galapagos, and you can't, not anyone can just go and do this. They say the best scuba is at the Darwin and Wolf Islands, which are these little tiny, teeny, tiny islands in the super far north of the Galapagos. And this is according to GalapagosSharkDiving.com. Once you dive Galapagos, your life in diving will never be the same. Whoa. Galapagos offer a unique variety on wildlife that you can only find here. You can actually dive with the mightiest of all sharks, the whale shark. Galapagos is the only place in the world where 99.8% of the whale sharks are truly huge adult females swimming up to 15 meters. That's 45 plus feet in length. And they go on to say, nearly all of them seem to be pregnant as they have massively extended abdomens. Whoa. Galapagos might be the place where whale sharks give birth, which is one of the reasons that scientists from all over the world come here to study this unique population. So basically, when you go up to these islands, you're going to swim with a lot of huge sharks.
Yeah, that sounds insane. And another one of these iguanas is down there, too.
I guess there's land iguanas and water iguanas, but look how close this guy's getting. And then look at these coral reefs. I mean, this is like what you think of when you think of scuba diving. Yeah. And I think the Galapagos, you're going to see these vibrant fish, these vibrant coral reefs. There's something called the Darwin Arch, that is nature's version of the Eiffel Tower, which is this beautiful rock structure that sticks up out of the water. Yeah. Anyway, so Jack and I go scuba diving. And when we're down there, we discover this really weird animal. We're like, oh my God, it's half shark, half turtle. And it turns out that it's a new species.
Wow. Is this meeting a stranger with a secret?
Well, the Jack is the stranger with
got
the
it,
secret.
Got it, got it, got it.
Because we don't know what the hell's going on with Jack. Okay. But anyway, so we discover this new species and he's like, I think this is a new species. Like, I'm going to like take a picture of this and submit it to the board or whatever.
Right.
Okay. Now, as far as food goes, I'm eating the whole time on the goddamn boat.
Sure.
Because it looks incredible. And let me just take you to their page on their website about the food. And scroll down here. We can see they have... What I love also about this website is they give you all the information you could ever want before you book a trip. Yeah. Like, a lot of times with these luxury places, you can't even get a price. But this place is all up front.
Yeah, and this is telling you what you're having for lunch. My tour didn't say what we were having for lunch, but this one, click on lunch, will ya? Let's see.
Okay, well, just real quick, let's go through breakfast. This is just a sample of what you're getting for breakfast, which is Swiss oatmeal granola, natural yogurt, juice, tea, coffee, assorted breads, fruits, cheese and ham, mixed berry pancakes, eggs, perico, Benedictine eggs, hash browns, sausage, more eggs. Lunch, we're doing for cold appetizers, blue cheese salad with pears and walnuts, spinach and sweet corn salad with a creamy herb yogurt dressing, assorted bread, Ecuadorian fish soup, roast beef with vegetables or Jamaican jerk chicken with white rice, beans, cauliflower, and broccoli casserole, and for dessert, banana bread pudding in a platter of fresh tropical fruits.
Wow. That sounds amazing.
For dinner, we've got, spiced filet of duck breast served with sweet potato confit and citrus grape sauce, or tartlets filled with apple and brie sauce, lettuces bouquet and balsamic reduction, pumpkin cream and goat cheese soup. And the main course is a pork tenderloin with apple chutney, or grilled langostino and garlic aioli, vegetable pappardelle and fresh basil salad with cherry tomatoes, and a brownie with caramel sauce and caramelized nuts.
God. Sounds good as hell.
It's an open bar. And then the other thing, like for my second food option, I'm just going to say, like, I'm eating a shit ton of fruit. Okay. The UNESCO declared the Galapagos Islands a World Heritage Site because of its exotic flora and fauna. They have many exotic fruits such as bananas, papayas, guana bananas, guayabas, tropical plums, rose apples, tree tomatoes.
Rose apples sounds it's just like, fun. What's a rose apple?
I know, and I don't know, but I want it all.
Yeah. You've been really into fruit. You've been really into fruit lately, too. You said in Hawaii you were going fruit crazy.
I'm nuts for fruit right now. This morning for breakfast, I had a papaya cut in half, scooped out the seeds with Greek yogurt, sliced bananas, and strawberries.
Hey, arrest that woman.
Honestly, I don't know what's wrong with me. But anyway, so those are the meals I'm eating. You know, another thing they eat in Ecuador that maybe I would have a bite of because Jack insists is sea slugs.
Whoa, what's that all about?
If you can believe that. Yeah, I guess they're just those big sea slugs that you can get them over there.
Mm. Okay.
And then just to wrap it up, basically I'm just doing all those water activities on the boat. But on the last night on the trip, you know, I haven't asked many questions. And Jack's a private guy. We're just watching the stars. And I'm reading through my book, The Fishes of the Galapagos. You know, my well-worn book I've been reading since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I get to the last page, which I've never really looked at before. Oh. And I look and there's an author picture there. And I go, oh my God. Jack Groves. And I hold up the picture next to this guy's face and I go, that's this guy. This is Jack Groves. He's a famous marine biologist and he's also my dad.
Okay. And he knew that, right? That's what. Okay.
Yeah, he knew that. He sent the wet tickets in the mail.
Oh my God. Now, where was he your whole childhood?
Well, apparently, I think maybe he passed through Nebraska on a business trip, you know, 35 years ago, had a one night stand with my mother, never knew about me. But now with Ancestry.com.
Wow. that he typed in sand. Now, is his where sandstone is your mother's name then?
Yes, I took my mother's name.
Okay, so when he looked on Ancestry, he typed in sandstone, and he found that there was a Jackie Sandstone still living in Nebraska, and he said, that's my daughter.
And isn't it cute she named me Jackie after my father?
That honestly is so sweet that he abandoned you guys, and then she named you after.
Well, she never told him. It's not abandonment if he didn't know.
And that's what he'll keep telling you.
Legally. That's what he says in court.
Well, I think that's a touching story, and that's so nice. And then I bet you guys do like a yearly trip back to the Galapagos.
Exactly. And I am determined now, this boat and this tour seems so amazing. I want to save $1,000 a year so that in 10 years, I can go and do this tour.
Why?
With my $10,000.
Why not think bigger and say, I want to save the $150,000. Isn't that what it is for the 20 to rent out the entire boat?
Wow. And go in 100 years?
Yeah. Or let's see, if you got 20 people and they each spent, how much did you have to spend each to?
Okay, so we can do this math. Let's say it's, if you go like in the off season and you travel first and not luxury, so that's probably like $130,000.
But the $157,000 to rent out the whole boat between 20 people. So then you would just have each person you went with pay a specific price.
It's $7,500 a person for a whole week of everything included.
Well, then that's something that we should just do.
I mean, that's, if we save now,
we go later.
We could go for our, yes, we could go for our 50th. I mean, honestly, it's on my bucket list. And if I went, I found some other really nice boat charter companies that, you know, probably half this price that also seemed super nice.
Sorry, but a Peloton's $3,000 with all the bells and whistles. So, you know.
I know.
It's not, this isn't crazy. Listen,
I don't think so, especially if you're playing the credit card point system, right, which we haven't even gotten into on this podcast. But if you can do like, I mean, I'll rack up like a couple $1,000 in credit card points like every few years. And it's like you put that toward a trip, all of a sudden you're $5,000 for a week long trip of a lifetime.
It makes sense. Well, guys, our trips to the Galapagos were first and foremost informative, learned a ton. Trips of a lifetime. If you guys dare go on Twitter and vote for whose trip you'd rather take, please do so. The Twitter page is The Big Ones Pod on Twitter. You can also email us if you've been to the Galapagos, if you're going to the Galapagos, if there was another trip that we've taken and you've got something to say about it, email us thebigonespodcast@gmail.com. You can call us, leave a voicemail at 626-604-6262. Okay, guys. Well, it's time to spin the wheel of adventure for next week's episode that will just so happen to be the season finale of Playcation.
I know. It went by fast, and we've had a blast, and we'll be back at some point.
We'll be back better than ever. But we thought, you know, we put a poll out there to see where we should go. We put Lake Como, we put Dubai, and we put Disney World. And it was close between Lake Como and Disney World. I'll tell you that.
So it turns out we're going to Disney World.
That's right. We're going to Disney World, you guys. Now, I've never been to Disney World.
I've been, geez, how many times? I think I've been 3 times to Disney World.
So I'm going to be really going in blind. I might have to email some people for some suggestions to get a lay of the land.
Yeah.
I will say I have watched a bunch of like YouTube videos about Disney World. There's nothing I love more, and I told this to Amanda the other day, than watching like hotel videos, learning about all the hotels on Disney World property.
I mean, there's so many goodies. There's so many, like Disney World is so massive that it's just going to be really fun to see how our trips play out from beginning to end.
Yeah. So what we're going to do for the Wheel of Adventure is we're going to do budget and we're going to do travel personality.
And then leave the rest up to us. We might do surprise. Yeah, let's see how the first two play out, and then we can decide if we need a surprise.
So for budget, we have taken out Roughing It.
It's just not possible.
It's just not possible. I mean, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's because, you know, I'm sure people, we just want to, you know, we want to do this on a certain level. It's the season finale.
But I honestly think, like, you cannot, if you're going to Disneyland, you're already out $500 just to get into the park. Like,
well, there you
and
go.
There's nowhere to stay under $50. Like, there's no camping. I guess you could, like, go camp at a swamp and then.
Well, they have the campgrounds there, but even that's expensive, I think.
Oh, I didn't know they had campgrounds.
Oh yeah, it's actually really cute. It's the Disney World. Let's look how much.
Oh, like you'd bring an RV or something. That is kind of fun.
Well, they've got cabins you can rent, but then you can bring a tent. But let's see how much it is. The Fort Wilderness area.
I had no clue.
It's a one star. Yeah, you go and you camp inside. They have like little hoedowns at night and stuff.
That does sound fun. I bet it's still more than $50.
It's $128.
See, that's not even within our Roughing It budget.
Okay, so we can't. Roughing It's gone for this episode. Economy is spending up to $250 a night on lodging. Extreme Comfort, which is $250 to $650 a night. Luxury, which is $650 to $2,000. And Clooney Budget, which is anything above $2,000. Now, I will say that there is, you know how they have that hotel room in Cinderella's castle?
Yes.
even if you're Clooney, you can't reserve that. That's not to be reserved even by Clooney status. That's invite only. So I'm going to say that could be a night there with a gift card.
No.
You know what I mean?
You can't use a gift card if you can't even reserve it.
Yeah, because it's invite only or sweepstakes winners. Or like, it's great. I watched this tour online of it, but they said you cannot reserve it. You cannot reserve it. You have to be invited.
I think when I was working at Disneyland in Anaheim, they were doing something where, like, because they are also, I think, have an overnight accommodation like that where you can sleep. Maybe not. Maybe I'm mixing this up.
Yeah, by Pirates. You know, they do. It's where Michael Jackson used to stay. Yes. It's above Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes. And so they would, like, did this thing where every day someone would get chosen from the park.
How fun is that?
I know. Okay, let's spin this wheel.
Okay, here we go. Amanda, I'm spinning for you.
Okay.
Luxury.
Perfect. I know exactly. I already think I know where I'm going to stay, even though I'm going to wait to see my personality.
Okay, I'm going to spin for me. Luxury.
Luxury. Oh, this is going to be great. Twin trips.
Now it's time to see what our travel personality is.
What are our options for today?
We've made some adjustments here. We've got food lover, party boy, romantic, animal lover, Disney freak, coaster hound.
Okay, let's spin the wheel.
All right, Amanda, I'm spinning for you.
Did I get animal lover?
Animal lover!
Yes, that's what I wanted. Because animals could be, yes, it could be Animal Kingdom, but it could also be Goofy or Mickey Mouse, yes, Chip and Dale.
That's right. All animals. You're right on right there. They're all animals. Okay. Spinning for me. Here we go.
Disney freak. I love it. Okay, so you might really be trying to claw your way into that Cinderella's castle.
That's right. I might find a way in. I might break in. It doesn't say here how much of a Disney freak I am, if I'm willing to break the law or not. That's something I have to.
I think most Disney freaks are.
Now, should we spin the wheel just for travel surprise?
Yeah, let's spin it and see what happens.
All right, now we're going to spin for travel surprise, and we've gone a little differently for this one. We've kept in must-see live entertainment. Then we've got VIP experience. So you'll have one experience that is only available to VIP.
Mm-hmm.
And then pick one souvenir.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of souvenirs I got my eyes on.
You're going to be taking home like a log, flume from Splash Mountain.
I would love one of those in the backyard.
Yeah, that would be fun as hell. All right, Amanda, I'm going to spin for you.
Okay.
Live entertainment. Live entertainment. All right, I will spin for me.
Pick one souvenir.
Spelled it wrong. All right, so you'll be seeing, you must see a form of live entertainment, and I will have to pick a souvenir for myself.
Okay, great. These are great surprises.
It's going to be me online at like 3 a.m. one night, just like searching through all the things I could possibly buy. It's going to be so sad.
Oh my God, it's all so sad. But I'm excited because I miss Disneyland and Disney World. And so I'm excited to take a trip in my brain to a theme park.
Yeah. Yeah, you can also, when you want to go to Disney World or Disneyland, you can just go on YouTube and you can ride along. They do these ride-alongs.
I've done them.
Turn off the lights.
Oh.
You have?
I do them from the old rides that aren't there anymore. That are like from the 70s and stuff or whenever. That can be kind of fun.
Do you ever watch Defunct Land on YouTube?
Yeah.
There's a series called Defunct Land.
Yeah.
It's so great. We love that series. So check it out, you guys. Well, all right. Well, we'll see you next week for our season finale episode of Playcation. We're gonna take a playcation. We won't even have to spend a dime. It's in our imagination, and we're gonna have such a good time.
Erio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.